Ai Weiwei is an internationally renowned artist whose works are in the world's leading museums. His latest project took him to rural southwestern Mexico, where 5 buses full of students were attacked in 2014. 3 of the students were murdered. 43 were never found. The new documentary Vivos introduces us to the families whose children were disappeared and the official investigation that did not tell the full story of what happened. The film's director and producer, Ai Weiwei, joins us now from the Sundance Film Festival. Welcome.
Thank you.
What attracted you to this story?
Well, University of Mexico invited me to do an art exhibition. So I was thinking is how could I have a project which can make me understand more about Mexico culture and the politics. That is why I paid attention to this disappearance of those 43 students.
You spent a lot of time with the families of the disappeared students, and it's clear that many of them are still in deep grief even years after this incident. Can you tell us the story of one of those family members who sticks in your brain?
Well, there's one student who was shot and now is still in the unconscious condition.
He was severely injured, but he survived.
Yeah. And his whole family keep taking care, daily care for someone who lost conscious but still alive.
They built a whole house for him with a room for the nurses and everything.
Yes, before they built the whole house, it took years. They have to go to the hospital, you know, by bus, and it's very far away. They have really keep fighting for years, which is almost impossible to think about it.
You document a protest movement that has emerged from this incident, and there's a scene of people holding signs and shouting, "They took them alive, and alive we want them back." Do you think this movement is going to have a long-term impact on Mexican society?
This incident is very unique in Mexico. In most cases, the disappearance, you know, in Mexico is very common. Thousands of people disappear. But this single case, maybe because their body never been discovered, and maybe because there's a clear cover-up, those group of parents are really united, and they really demand clear answer.
Do you think they will ever get it?
I don't really know. The new government, the new president is a liberal and promised restarted a new investigation, but the process is very slow.
You have worked in so many different formats in your career. This is a traditional 2-hour feature film. You could just as easily have made a conceptual piece or another less literal interpretation of the story. Tell us about why you approached it from a journalistic perspective.
That's a good question. I have been doing this journalistic perspective for quite a long time. In China, I did the investigation of 5,335 students who disappeared during the 2008 earthquake.
This was the devastating earthquake in Sichuan province.
Yes, the earthquake happened in 2008 in Sichuan. So that I'm a self-trained investigator and also journalist.
Yeah.
And I think this is very important to get the full story and get every side of the people who involved to tell what really happened to their life.
I want to ask about your role as an artist and filmmaker. You are in high demand all over the world. How does it feel to go from the most rarefied circles to rural Mexico? It must be a real split screen for you personally in your experience.
Yes, but very often I try to be more objective on those issues. I mean, we can clearly see Mexico people is the most caring and nice people. They just needed to survive.
The story does not have a satisfying ending. And so for you as a filmmaker, as somebody who invested so much time and energy in telling this story, is it going to be difficult to leave it behind and move on to other projects?
For me, it's not, because I think the story needs to be told. The people who suffering need to be introduced. The people should be understand as you know, any sister or mom need compassion. But look at today's world. In so many issues, you can never really see a good ending. Look at what happens in Hong Kong today. The young students are really fighting. risk their life, but you don't see there will be a clear so-called happy ending or result. And then in many, many other ways, it's the same. And I think it's a time of a struggle. And after all, this is society which should be defined by the public and by people who involve in those situations.
Ai Weiwei is the director of the new documentary Vivos about the disappearance of 43 students in Iguala, Mexico. Thank you for talking with us about it.
Thank you for the interview.